KBBS, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, and we stream online 24-7 through our website, BighornMountainRadio.com. Joining me this morning, Tim Miner with the Johnson County YMCA. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We appreciate you taking some time today. We're going to talk about the Y Partners annual campaign. Tell us what this is.
Yes, sir. Every year, and we have for many years, run our annual giving campaign here in the last quarter of each year. Y Partners basically breaks into three buckets. It's where we raise money for our scholarship program to help those that need financial assistance and wouldn't otherwise be able to have a membership at the Y and access our programs and services. We also have a capital endowment that we started a few years back that is that rainy day fund for all of those, you know, equipment, building systems, enhancements.
That comes up and
you know, the stuff that you really don't want to plan for, yeah, but you have to. And so that we like to refer to those gifts as the gifts that keep on giving, because that money's invested and, you know, we try not to touch it. And to this point have not. That fund is just continuing to grow. And we hope at some point that will be the funds that allow us to take down a new facility at some point.
Okay.
In the meantime, we use that for any of those issues that we have along the way.
You know, just speaking of facility real quick, you know, when I first came to town, I thought it was amazing that a town this size has a Y that has a pool. Like, you don't see
it's
that
special.
Very often in towns this size. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been serving the community since the late 70s, and, you know, largely our facilities haven't changed. You know, we've given them a facelift every once in a while. You know, paint job. A few years ago, we did that exterior project and sealed up that block structure. But for the most part, it's been, you know, relatively stagnant. It's been exactly what it was when it was built. You know, we haven't really done a lot of additions or big renovations.
How long ago was it built?
Late 70s. 79 was when everything was fully online, I believe. 78, we had, essentially had the pool completed and we're in operation. So
40 plus years, not bad.
Yeah, and the average lifespan on those concrete pools is anywhere from 25 to 40. So
okay.
I know we've done a really good job of taking care of it. We haven't been drilling into it or trying to modify it. And, you know, of course, over time, that weakens the structure. So we've been very fortunate that it's held on as long as it has. And it's, you know, remains one of our most popular spaces in the Y.
Okay. Yeah, and it's nice to have that fund sitting there for when you're going to need it.
It's growing. You know, every year the Y Partners campaign generates funding that allows us to fully fund our scholarship program. Last year we helped 128 individuals access the Y that wouldn't otherwise have been able to. You know, we give in support anywhere from $28,000 to $32,000, $33,000 a year, depending on demand. And I think it's important for everyone to realize that if you find yourself in a spot where you need help, you know, we want to be able to do that.
Okay. And that's a nice program to have, because the Y offers so many different programs for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And adults as well. You know, we, have finally surpassed our pre-COVID levels of activity in the facility. We are back to levels of activity that we really haven't seen in 3 or 4 years, and our membership's at an all-time high.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we're very proud of that. I mean, that span during
COVID. That helps
during
keep
COVID,
things going, too.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know. I mean, there's limited options indoors for recreation and the pursuit of wellness here in Buffalo. What COVID did is it opened the door for people to see that there were other things they could do. You know, they were on their mountain bikes. They were hiking. They were backpacking. And so we took a little bit of a hit because people were forced to find something else. Now they're finding their way back to the Y. And like I said, we're at an all-time high on membership. And we're hoping this year's Y Partner campaign is able to reflect that.
And so if people talk about the campaign itself, are you asking for people to donate? And if so, how do they go about it?
Yeah, you can donate in a number of ways. Certainly cash is always welcome. But securities, stocks, bonds, even real estate can be gifted to any organization, not just the Y. We're set up to be able to receive gifts in any of those forms. Primarily, the gifts that we see each year in the form of cash or pledges that are paid over time. We give our donors the opportunity to make a one-time donation up front. They can schedule it to pay later in the year. They can break it down over, you know, a monthly schedule. There's a lot of flexibility, and it's something that really allows them to give in the way that they feel most comfortable.
Okay. And so do they just call you guys over at the Y?
Yeah, you can call at 684-9558. You can drop into the front desk, and our front desk staff can help you set up the gift. And you can also do it online at jcfymca.org.
And how long is this open for?
It's open forever. Okay. we will always accept the generosity of our community and our members. But the campaign itself is essentially being promoted through the 16th of December.
Okay. Yeah, it's holiday season already.
It is.
We're past Halloween.
And the older I get, the faster time flies.
It really does work out that way, too. It's funny that that you say that. It's absolutely true. So you've got the Y Partners campaign going on through the middle of December. People can give for all of the great things the Y does. Before I let you go here, if there's somebody thinking about becoming a member, or maybe they want to know a little bit more about some of the other activities, you know, besides just stopping in and taking a swim or lifting weights, some of the other activities you guys have going on.
Well, everything is on the website.
Okay.
We have programs for youth. We have a lot of personal training options. We have some group classes that are in the pool, that are in the Strength and Agility Center downstairs. Anyone that comes in that has an interest, we give you a tour of the facility and walk through every single thing that we do. Right now, we're going into Y ball season for our youngest athletes, the pre-K through second graders. So they kicked off practices this week. So evenings at the Y are going to be interesting for the next 6 to 8 weeks. But it's a really great energy. And then, of course, we have a lot of different programs that we do in the Aquatic Center. And we've got something for everybody. Excellent. Spin classes downstairs.
Okay. Is there anything you wanted to hit on this morning that we missed?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate you having us in.
Absolutely. Talking with Tim Miner with the Johnson County YMCA. Stop in and see him, and they got the Y Partners annual campaign. If you'd like to donate, give them a call. That's open through the middle of December. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
And everybody keep those dials tuned right here, KBBS.